今早的经文取自马可福音第十章32节到45节。马可福音第十章32节，他们行路上耶路撒冷去，耶稣在前头走，门徒就稀奇，跟从的人也害怕。耶稣又叫过12门徒来，把自己将要遭遇的事告诉他们说：看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，交给外邦人，他们要戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他，过了3天他要复活。西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰近前来对耶稣说：夫子，我们无论求什么，愿你给我们做。耶稣说：要我给你们做什么呢？他们说：赐我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。耶稣说：你们不知道所求的是什么，我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？我所受的洗你们能受吗？他们说：我们能。耶稣说：我所喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的洗你们也要受，只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的就赐给谁。那10个门徒听见就恼怒雅各、约翰。耶稣叫他们来，对他们说：你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的管理他们，有大臣操权管束他们，只是在你们中间不是这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
弟兄姐妹，大家平安。今早我们的讯息是：这是一条什么路？让我们来一起来思想，这是一条什么路？我们大家正在跟随的耶稣，他走的是一条什么样的路？我们要走一条怎样的路？所以今天早上，让我们来一起来思想，这是一条什么路？让我们来共同的来祷告。现在，天父上帝，我们感谢你，因为今早你让我们思想，这是一条什么路呢？天父上帝，耶稣走的路到底是一条怎样的路呢？我们要走的这条路是一条怎样的路呢？恳求天父，你今早能够光照孩子，让孩子能够恩高孩子的口，恩高孩子的心，让孩子能够完全的传讲出来。天父上帝，也恳求你恩高我们的众弟兄姐妹们，让他们的内心能够得到圣灵的光照，能够完全的听得明白，听得清楚，并能够很清楚的知道我们这个是走的一条怎样的路，能够下定决心跟从耶稣。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。聚光灯照在一条路上。
So a spotlight shines on a certain road.
请 PA 的人帮我们帮忙放一下好吗？请 PA 的人帮忙放一下，请 PA 的人帮忙放一下，对不起。好，聚光灯照在一条路上，这是一条通往耶路撒冷的路。
So, the spotlight shines on a road, and this road leads us to Jerusalem.
镜头聚焦在耶稣的身上。
And the focus is on Jesus.
他走在前头。
So he walks at the front.
12个门徒跟在后面。
And the 12 disciples follow behind.
他转身对12个门徒预言了他的命运。
So he turned and prophesied to the 12 disciples about his fate.
原来他此次去耶路撒冷并不是去朝圣。
So, this, when he is walking towards Jerusalem, it's not for a pilgrimage.
而是去受死。
But to suffer from death.
这已经是耶稣第三次对门徒预言他的受苦、受难和受死。
So this is the third time that he has prophesied to the disciples about his struggles, about his anguish, and about his death.
第一次他预言会被交在犹太教的领袖的手里面受苦被弃绝和受死。
So the first time he prophesied that he'd be suffering under the Jews, he would be rejected and he would be killed.
第二次他预言会被交在一般人的手里面受死。
A second time he prophesied that he will suffer under the hands of men.
第三次也就是我们今天讲的这一次他不但预言了会被交在犹太宗教领袖的手里。
So, his third prophecy, which is relates to the passage today, he would be suffering, he prophesied he'd be suffering under the hands of Jewish religious leaders.
也补充了会被交在外邦人的手里。
And he would also suffer under the hands of the Gentiles.
也就是当时的罗马政权的手里面。
Which would be the people, with power during the Roman regime.
并且用四个动词来形容了这些犹太教的领袖们还有罗马政权是如何来对待他的。
So the way that these Jewish religious leaders and Roman rulers treated Jesus, he summarized it in with four verbs.
这四个动词是
So these four verbs, they are
是被戏弄
To mock
吐唾沫
To spit
鞭打
To flog
最后被杀害
and to be killed.
最后在这条受难的路上
So eventually on this road of suffering
并不是一组人的参与
It wasn't, didn't involve the participation of just one group
而是好几组来自不同背景的人都参与进来
But the participation of many groups with varied backgrounds
犹太领袖
The Jewish leaders
外邦的政治要人
The Gentiles
一般的群众
And ordinary people
都参与在耶稣的受难当中
Have all participated in the suffering of Jesus
耶稣刚刚预言完他的受难以后
So after this prophecy by Jesus
两个门徒突然间闯进了他的镜头里面
Two disciples suddenly just appeared in the picture
这是雅各和约翰兄弟两个
These are the brothers James and John
两个兄弟两个呢就像两个颇有小心机的孩子对着爸爸来提出要求一样。
So these the two disciples are just like two kids approaching their parents, approaching their father.
他们对着耶稣说。
They ask Jesus.
我们无论向你求什么，请你愿意都给我们做好吗
？So they ask, we want you to do for us whatever we ask.
像普通的父母一样。
Just like ordinary parents.
耶稣很谨慎地来问他们。
So Jesus cautiously asked them.
你们要我为你做什么呢
？So what do you want me to do for you？
他们说
，They said，
赐我们在你的荣耀里面。
Let us sit in your glory。
一个呢坐在你的右边。
One of us on your right。
一个呢坐在你的左边。
And the other on your left。
好吗
？How about that？
看来虽然耶稣刚刚预言完他的受难之路。
So we see, even though he has just prophesied about his suffering,
但兄弟俩似乎他们只对这个路的尽头感兴趣。
But they only focus on one aspect of this road.
是否能够坐在耶稣的左右两边是他们最大的兴趣。
On whether they could sit beside Jesus, this was their main priority.
耶稣则尝试想把他们拉回来。
So Jesus pulled them back to reality.
他问他们两个
And he asked them,
你们既然与我同走这样的一条路
Since you're walking along this path with me,
我所喝的杯你能喝吗
can you drink the cup that I drink?
我所受的洗你能受吗
Or can you be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with?
这杯到底是什么杯呢
So what is this cup?
十四章三十二到四十二节记载。
So in chapter 14, verse 32 to 42, it says.
在客西马尼园子里面。
In Gethsemane.
耶稣自己都在苦苦的挣扎。
So Jesus himself was struggling.
走上这条受死的路根本就不容易。
It wasn't easy to walk this path of suffering.
他俯伏在地。
He knelt on the ground.
他祷告。
And prayed.
阿爸父啊。阿爸父啊。
Our Father,
求你将这杯撤去。
take this cup from me.
然而不要从我的意思。
Yet not what I will.
只要从你的意思。
But what you will.
最后他还是顺从了天父的意思。
So eventually he followed what God wanted.
他喝下了这苦杯。
And drank from this cup.
耶稣受的洗是什么洗呢？
So what's this baptism of Jesus?
一章八到十一节。
Chapter 1 verse 8 to 11.
耶稣在那约旦河里面受了施洗约翰的洗。
Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist.
之后圣灵呢就仿佛鸽子一样降在了他的身上。
And the Spirit descended on him like a dove.
他就得着了这个圣灵的能力。
So he received the power of the Spirit.
用圣灵呢也给人施洗。
And therefore baptized through the Spirit.
耶稣想要确认这兄弟两个是否能够明白他先前所说的那番受难的预言。
So Jesus wanted to ascertain that these brothers understood his prophecy of suffering.
确认这兄弟俩是否能够愿意喝着耶稣喝的这苦杯。
And to see if they were willing to drink from this cup of suffering.
受耶稣所受的这圣灵的洗呢。
And willing to receive this baptism.
他们说。
And they replied.
我们能。
Yes, we can.
回答相当的肯定。
They replied rather assuringly.
接下来耶稣明确的表示。
So, following that, Jesus clarified.
在这条去往耶路撒冷的路上，
in this road to Jerusalem,
他所喝的杯，
what he drank from,
门徒要喝，
his disciples shall drink,
他所受的洗，
the baptism that he has received,
门徒也要受，
they shall receive as well.
不过他提醒门徒们，
but he just reminded them,
在这条路的那尽头，
as they venture in this path,
任何的赏赐却不是由他来赐下的。
Jesus will not grant any rewards to disciples.
乃是为谁而预备的，就赐给谁。
Because these places belong to those for whom they have been prepared.
这在犹太人一听就知道了。
So the Jews will understand once they hear this.
是指唯有上帝才有权柄赐下的。
That only God has the authority to give.
接着。
Following that,
镜头里面又闯入了十个门徒。
The focus was shifted on 10 other disciples.
他们看上去很恼怒的样子。
So they had a look of anger on their faces.
原来他们不甘愿这耶稣左右两边的这位置呢就被这兄弟俩给抢去了。
So they were unhappy that these two seats beside Jesus had been seized by the two brothers.
这两个显赫的位置他们也要。
They wanted these prominent seats beside Jesus as well.
可是
But.
这耶稣两边的位子偏偏被两个强盗给占去了。
So, these two seats have been seized by two robbers.
耶稣得荣耀的时候。
So, when Jesus has received the glory,
不是像门徒所想象的那种荣耀。
It wasn't quite what the disciples expected.
耶稣的确是以一个犹太人的王的名义登基了。
So Jesus ascended on the throne in his status as the King of Jews.
可是他的皇位却是这样的一个十字架。
But his throne is this, his throne is actually the cross.
他的皇冠却是一个荆棘冠。
His crown was the crown of thorns.
难怪耶稣对他们说。
So it's no wonder that Jesus told them.
你们根本就不知道你们所求的是什么。
He said that you do not know what you're asking for.
看着那满心期待。
As they were eagerly anticipating,
心存幻想,
with hearts full of aspirations,
想得着那最后荣耀的十二个门徒,
and the 12 disciples, as they wanted this glory,
耶稣似乎没有惊讶,
Jesus was not surprised at all,
也没有责备,
and he wasn't critical,
他反而理解他们真正想要的是什么。
In fact, he understood what they wanted.
只听他对门徒说,
and he told the disciples,
你们是知道的,
you know,
外邦人有尊为君王的。
You know those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles.
来治理他们。
To lord over them.
有大权操纵来管束他们。
And with the high officials who exercise authority over them.
原来门徒活在了一个罗马政权的统治之下。
So these disciples live under a Roman authority.
他们看到的那君王和这个掌权者手里是超有权柄的。
So the kings that they see, these were the ones who exercise true influence and power.
他们高高在上的要治理管束着下面的人们。
So they sat above all and govern all of those below them.
门徒能够幻想着跟着耶稣。
So the disciples could imagine following Jesus.
能够成为君王掌权者那样的大官的形象。
So they could imagine the image of a ruler who exercised a lot of power.
可以身居高位，手握权力，尽享人的尊荣。
To attain a lot of respect and a lot of influence over people.
但是耶稣却打破了这门徒心中的幻想。
So Jesus just broke all this mindset the disciples had.
他说
Jesus said,
只是在你们中间不是这样。
It's not so with you.
耶稣不想要他的门徒来效仿当时社会普遍流行的权力的文化。
So Jesus did not want his disciples to follow social and cultural norms.
他告诉他们
So he told them,
在你们中间不是这样。
Not so with you.
紧接着，耶稣给出了他的衡量标准。
So eventually, following that, Jesus gave them his benchmark.
说出他是如何来衡量一个人是否伟大。
He outlined how he determined if a person was great or successful.
如何衡量一个人是否成功的标准。
To determine if a person was successful in what he did.
他说。
He said.
你们中间。
Among you all.
谁愿意做那？大一些的人
，Whoever wants to become great among you，
就必做你们的用人
，must be your servant。
在你们中间
，and among you，
谁愿意做那最大最大的那首领
？Whoever wants to be first，
就必做更多人的众人的仆人
，must be a slave among all。
耶稣的衡量标准与那社会上的权力争夺的这样的文化是格格不入的。
So this benchmark set by Jesus is very different from the benchmark that's been set by society.
可以说是针锋相对的。
It contradicted head on.
他不叫门徒紧盯那至高的权力。
He did not ask the disciples to focus on power and authority.
而是告诉门徒。
But instead, he told disciples.
得到那高的权力是用来下来服侍别人的。
A person in authority should instead come down to serve people.
做那最大的。
The higher you go,
就要下来服侍更多的人。
The more you should serve.
耶稣最后以身说法。
So, and Jesus set an example after that.
他说到自己。
So he talked about himself.
人子来。
For even the Son of Man,
并不是受人的服侍。
Did not come to be served.
乃是要服侍人。
But to serve.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And to also give his life as a ransom for many.
耶稣第三次的预言到此落幕。
So, the third prophecy ended here.
聚光灯仍然照在这条通往耶路撒冷的路上。
And the spotlight was on this road to Jerusalem.
回顾耶稣的这第三次预言。
So, as we reflect on these three prophecies,
耶稣很清楚地告诉了门徒，他去往的这条耶路撒冷的路是一条什么样的路。
In these three prophecies, Jesus clearly narrated and clarified what.This road entailed.
这是一条受苦受死的路。
This was a road that led to suffering and led to death.
目的很明确。
The objective was very clear.
就是去受死。
It's to lead you to death.
可是门徒虽然与耶稣同走在这一条路上。
But although these disciples have followed Jesus,
可他们却好像走得漫无目的。
But they seem to be somewhat aimless.
不明不白。
They did not comprehend fully.
他们似乎对自己的呼召和命运不是那么清晰。
And they were unclear about their calling and about their fate.
以至于对这条通往这个耶路撒冷的路虽然心有悬念。
In this so-called road to Jerusalem, there may be some bit of suspense.
但还是认为这个路的尽头最终会是一个非常荣耀的大结局。
But they felt that this road led ultimately to scenes of glory.
他们对自己的野心并没有加以掩饰。
And they did not attempt to hide any of their ambitions or aspirations.
他们在乎那最后的荣耀和赏赐。
They cared about the glory and about the reward.
在乎耶稣得荣耀的时候。
They cared about when Jesus has received the glory.
耶稣左右两边那两个位置。
Who would fill the two seats beside Jesus?
打个比方来说。
Let's take an example.
耶稣的这三次预言。
In these three prophecies by Jesus.
就好像是耶稣提前播出的一首悲天悯人的受难歌。
It's like Jesus broadcasting a song about suffering.
把他将要在耶路撒冷的遭遇的事情呢，简要的述说，播放了一遍。
To narrate and summarize the suffering that he was about to face in this road to Jerusalem.
可跟在后面的门徒。
And for these disciples that followed behind.
把整首音乐都听错了。
They heard wrongly.
在他们的心里。
Inside their hearts.
太习惯与这世界的旋律共舞了。
They are too accustomed to worldly music.
对耶稣的受难歌根本就听不进去。
So did not listen to any of these what Jesus just told them.
如果把这个迈向耶路撒冷的团队画成一幅画。
So if we were to draw a picture of this group that were headed towards Jerusalem.
我们会看到整个团队里的每个成员，个个都是全副武装的。
You can see that every one of them have been fully armed have been fully prepared and armed.
他们浩浩荡荡地走在这条路上。
They'd be confidently walking down this road.
只是没有按照那教练在前头带领的那方向走。
But they were not following the coach and the direction he was walking towards.
背着教练，他们已经开小差跑到了另外的一个地方去了。
They've already deserted the coach and walked on an alternate path.
他们的想法做法与教练不在一个轨道上。
Their actions and thoughts were not in tandem with what the coach was talking about.
他们服从的是另外一个游戏规则。
They were following a whole different set of rules.
与教练所教的很不相同。
Completely different from what was taught them.
我们何尝不是这样呢？
We are not like this.
我们跟从耶稣。
We follow Jesus.
我们也走在这条路上。
And we also walk down this path.
耶稣走在前头。
Jesus is in front of us.
我们跟在他的后面。
And we follow closely behind.
只是无论耶稣在前头怎样播放悲天悯人的受难歌。
Just that no matter what kind of songs and what kind of songs of suffering he has broadcasted to us.
想要我们听清楚这首音乐。
He wanted us to listen clearly to the song.
与他能够同行。
And to walk this path with him.
我们都像门徒一样的听错。
We are just like the disciples, and we have heard wrongly.
或者是我们听不进去。
Maybe it just refuses to go in.
听不明白。
Or just we refuse to understand it.
因为我们活在我们自己的幻想当中。
Because we are living among our own dreams.
我们每天是与俗世的音乐共舞的。
We listen to worldly music every day.
好像这首从天而降的这首受难歌与我们的生活根本就是格格不入的。
It's as if there's no link between this song of suffering and what we're experiencing in our lives.
我们不喜欢谈受苦、受死。
We do not like to talk about suffering and death.
我们不喜欢。
Not at all.
我们每天忙忙碌碌的。
So in our very busy daily lives,
我们在俗世的成功中站立迷失。
Our experience in life causes us to tremble.
我们里面的每个质素都想着是往上爬升的。
We always think about promotion and about climbing.
我们想要从底层做起。
We want to work from the bottom.
我们想要一级一级的爬上去。
And sequentially step up.
做到高层。
Until we reach the top.
可是这首耶稣的受难歌
But in this song about suffering by Jesus,
还有他来并不是来受人服侍的乃是服侍人的仆人之歌
It's a song about not coming to be served but about serving others
这两首歌却在警醒着我们
But these songs would serve as a reminder to us
要我们从我们的上面能够下来
To descend from the top
与耶稣一起向下移动
And to descend together with Jesus.
去服侍别人。
To serve people around us.
服侍周遭的人。
Serve everyone around us.
这样的向下移动。
So this downward movement.
根本就违背了我们自己的意向。
It completely contradicts with our own ambitions.
也违背了世界给我们的建议。
And contradicts with what the world suggests.
也违背了我们作为这世界其中一部分的文化。
And also contradicts with the cultures of this world.
是的，我们是在跟从耶稣。
Yes, we are following Jesus.
也走在他走的这条路上。
And walking down this path with him.
但我们的内心。
But deep inside our hearts.
却不得不面对我们对追随耶稣受苦受死的十字架之路的内在抗拒。
Deep in our hearts, we cannot confront the fact that we have to follow Jesus and suffer.
我们不想走出我们自己的世界。
We do not want to walk out of our comfort zone.
我们只想为我们自己着想。
We only think about our own self-benefit.
只想追求我们个人的成功。
We only want to realize success.
可耶稣却说。
But Jesus replied,
在你们中间不是这样。
He said, not so with you.
他要我们从我们的幻想当中走出来。
He wants us to step out of our own ambitions.
他要我们从我们自己设定的这个人生的道路上面下来。
To step out of our usual path.
走出我们自己的世界。
To walk out of our own world.
能够跟从他。
To follow him.
像他一样的。
And just like him,
能够放下身段
to put aside our lives,
能够从上面下来
to descend from the top,
去服侍周围的人
and to serve people around us.
因为我们的主
because our God,
身为上帝的儿子
oh, sorry, Jesus as the Son of God,
他本来就是那高高在上的
He was originally at the top.
上帝看他是最尊贵的、最荣耀的主
He was precious in the eyes of God.
他却甘愿从上面这样下来
Yet he was willing to come down from the top.
他很确定地说
He said assuringly,
他来到这人世间的目的人子来并不是要受人的服侍
He made it clear that the Son of Man did not come to be served,
而是要服侍人
but instead to serve,
甚至为人舍命
and to give his life as a ransom for many.
当年的那些犹大地
at that time in Judah,
甚至约旦以外的那些人都听到了耶稣的这首受难歌
And even in the outskirts around Jordan, the people there have heard about these songs.
其中的一些听到以后就跟从了他。
Some of them followed Jesus after hearing these songs.
固然对这首受难歌所播放的这样的受苦受难的内容还不能够完全明白。
They followed, although they still did not fully understand the meaning of the songs of suffering.
但他们还是跟从了。
Yet they still followed Jesus.
尽管他们一路害怕。
Although they may be afraid.
他们还是一路跟着。
They still followed.
就像加尔文所说
So just like what John Calvin said,
尽管这样的害怕恐惧如影相随
despite these fear that we confront,
但他们仍然忠心
they remain faithful,
虔诚地跟从着耶稣
and follow wholeheartedly.
当然如果门徒能够更快速地转向神的儿子那边
of course, the quicker they can turn and walk towards Jesus,
神的儿子要他们去的地方一说出来他们就马上跟了
When they would immediately follow to where God wanted them to go.
义无反顾，毫无遗憾的去做，当然好。
To be duty bound and to do good with no regrets.
但门徒的有所保留是值得称赞的。
And it is it's to be praised that they have such reservations.
因为他们宁可在耶稣的面前露出自己的本相。
Because they prefer to be honest before Jesus.
袒露自己真实的想法和野心
And to be honest about their own thoughts.
也没有离弃耶稣
And not forsake Jesus.
他们还是继续跟从着耶稣
They chose to follow Jesus.
迈进了耶稣的这条去往耶路撒冷的受死之路
They chose to walk down this road of suffering.
我们看到
And we can see.
耶稣体谅他的跟从者
Jesus understood the thoughts of his the opinions of his followers.
相信耶稣也体谅今天跟从他的你我。
And Jesus will understand, will empathize the thoughts of us following him.
我们和当年的那些门徒是一样的。
We're no different from the disciples then.
也是在今天社会观念的洪流的漩涡当中不断的挣扎。
We also struggle at times when we confront the worldly thinking.
但是我们仍旧这样跌跌绊绊地跟从着耶稣。
But we stumble at times and we still follow Jesus.
我们时常感到我们的意志很软弱。
We sometimes feel that we are really weak.
我们的信心也容易动摇。
And our confidence may sway.
但是就是在这不断的动摇和不断的得到坚定当中。
Although we are shaken and we also receive assurance at the same time.
我们仍然可以这样的跟着耶稣。
And because of this, we still follow Jesus.
并且我们也可以像门徒那样。
And we can be just like disciples.
跟从耶稣走到底。
To follow God, follow Jesus right to the end.
也许别人会问我们。
Some people might ask us.
既然跟从耶稣是要走这样的一条受苦受死的路，为什么你还要跟从他呢？
So if following Jesus involves suffering and death, then why do we still choose to follow?
其实根本就不用等到别人来问我们。
We do not need to wait for people to ask us that.
我们有时自己也会问自己这个问题。
We might even ask ourselves.
答案似乎蕴藏在耶稣的另一处的经文里面。
So the answer lies in another passage.
八章三十五节。
Chapter 8, verse 35.
耶稣说。
Jesus says.
凡是要救自己生命的。
Whoever wants to save their life.
必丧掉生命。
Will lose it.
凡是为我和福音来丧掉生命的
But whoever loses their life for me and the gospel
比救了生命
will save it
看来
So we can see
这是一个关于生和死的性命问题
This is a question relating to life and death.
耶稣的这句话说的显然有点硬碰硬。
So these words from Jesus were somewhat forthcoming.
他非要我们来看清楚这生和死的这么重要的问题不可。
It forces us to reassess this question about life and death.
他要告诉我们一个事实。
He wants to tell us one truth.
就是我们会死。
Is that we will all die.
有的人死得早一点。
Some might die earlier.
有的人死得迟一点。
And some die later.
但无论怎样。
But no matter what.
我们早晚都会死的。
We will eventually die.
你如果想要是自己救自己的生命
so if you want to save your own life,
为自己而活
and to live for yourself,
到头来你会发现
eventually you will realize,
你根本就无法救你自己的生命
you are unable to save your own life,
因为你肯定会死
because you eventually die.
就算我们害怕失去自己的生命
so even if we are afraid about losing our own lives,
我们很想要挽留住自己的生命
we want to remain and retain our own lives.
我们为此而担忧焦虑
Because of that, we worry and we are anxious.
我们还是肯定会死。
We will still die no matter what.
人生有大大小小的苦难。
So we have struggles, big and small.
我们在其中挣扎求生。
We struggle and we ask to receive life.
不顺心的事情十有八九。
So many times things will just go wrong in our lives.
有时我们禁不住埋怨。
So at times we just complain about it.
我们感到苦毒。
We feel really bitter.
失望、失落、无望。
We feel helpless and without, we feel really helpless about it.
无论怎样
no matter what,
最终我们还会在这失落当中死去
no matter what, we'll still die.
这就是
yes, this is,
凡要救自己生命的 必丧掉生命的道理
whoever wants to save their life will lose it.
如果你是为了福音而活的
so if you're living for the gospel,
你最后也会死
you'll still die as well.
在这死里面
Through this death,
却蕴含着一个生的奥秘。
Through this death, a mystery arises.
当你活着的时候
when you're living,
当你为了耶稣而活着
and when you live for Jesus,
你服侍别人
you live to serve people,
你会发现你仍然无法从你的苦毒、苦难、失落的情境当中逃离出去。
You're still unable to escape from the bitterness, the suffering, and despair.
你还会受苦。
You will still suffer.
你也会受死。
And you'll still suffer and die.
但是你是为了跟从耶稣，为他而活的。
But you're following Jesus and living for him.
你去听他的劝勉的。
You listen to his exhortation.
想方设法的从自我封闭的生活里面来走出来的。
And think about how we can walk out from a reclusive life to serve others.
去服侍别人。
To serve others.
你会去努力地睁开你的眼睛
you will open up your eyes,
去看一看服侍一下周围人生命里面的实实在在的真实的需要
and you observe the needs of people around us,
你去会去打开耳朵
you peel your ears,
去努力地来倾听人们生命里面的生命的故事
you peel your ears to listen to stories of people around you,
在这个过程当中
so in this process,
你的生活也会在不知不觉当中被一点一点的调整。
There will be a gradual adjustment, readjustment in your lives.
因为耶稣与你同走在这条路上。
Because God, Jesus is walking down this path with you.
他会不断的来引导和激励你的。
He will lead and he will encourage you.
使你渐渐的活出一个超越自己本来的生生不息的一个生命。
And gradually you live a life that was far from what you previously expected.
那就是耶稣的生命进入了你的生命。
That's because Jesus has entered your life.
你在活的是他的生命。
You are living his life.
你走的是他走过的这生命之路。
And you're walking down this path that he had.
当死的时候。
And when you die.
你可以毫无遗憾地对着你的主来交账。
You will have no regrets and nothing to fear when facing God.
你对那造你的。
To this person that created you,
自你生命的那一位能够自由拥有的这一位至圣者说
and for your creator and for a person who has blessed you with life, you will say to him,
主啊
God,
我感谢你陪伴我度过这有意义的丰盛的不后悔的生命
I thank you for a blessing for accompanying me through this life that's fulfilling and without regrets.
现在我将我的生命最终完全交托在你的手中。
So now I give you my life.
生死都在你。
Through life and death.
生死也不分离。
And not part at all.
你为自己总结说。
You will tell yourself.
我这一生跟从主 值得。
It was, you tell yourself that it was completely worth it to follow Jesus.
这就是凡要为耶稣和他的福音丧掉那生命的，必救了生命的道理。
And this relates to those who have put down their lives for Jesus and the gospel, and they have been rewarded with life.
我们到底是为了我们自己的缘故，还是为了耶稣的缘故？
So, is it because of our own reasons or for God?
来过我们自己的生活呢?
Do we really live our lives?
我们到底是要走我们自己的路呢?还是走耶稣的路呢?
Do we want to walk down our path or God's path?
来度过这一生呢?
To lead our lives.
这个选择,
This choice that we have,
是关于生与死的选择。
It relates to life and death.
是生路和死路的选择。
It's about choices about a road leading to life or death.
是关于一个生命处在那十字路口之处的选择。
This is a choice concerning the crossroads of life.
在这农历新年之际。
So in this festive Chinese New Year period.
让我们一起来思索。
Let us reflect on it.
在新春佳节到来的这新的一年里。
As we enter this new year.
我们要做怎样的选择呢？
What kind of choices do we want to make?
让我们借着耶稣的这第三次预言的这首受难歌和他来世要服侍众人的这仆人之歌来思考。
We will have to think about how we lead our lives through these songs about suffering and about these songs about serving people around us.
让我们能够彼此的鼓励。
So we can encourage, mutually encourage us, people around
us. 都像耶稣，都像门徒那样。
To be like the disciples,
能够选择走上这条跟从耶稣的道路
，to follow Jesus down this path，
在受苦受死的旅程当中
，in the times of suffering and times of death，
还是坚持服侍他人
，in these times still insist on serving people，
并在这条路上
，and on this path，
能够跟从耶稣到底
，to follow Jesus wholeheartedly，
与他生死永不分离
，all the way till death。And not part.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，这是一条什么路呢？原来这是一条受苦、受死中，仍有主与我们同行的，有保障、有依靠的恩典之路。原来这是一条在受苦、受死的旅程中，要从高处下来。谦卑承担他人生命服侍他人的仆人之路原来这是一条要把今生和永生的生命都放心地交在上帝的手中专心跟从耶稣的生命之路求主保守我们的弟兄姐妹走上这条你借着你的爱子为我们预备的生之路求主保守走上这条路的我们的弟兄姐妹会看清生命的本质会从社会洪流文化的漩涡中警醒过来从里到外跟从耶稣愿意像你的爱子耶稣那样不是受人的服侍乃是去服侍人相信这也是你对我们每个基督徒也是对我们禧年堂整体作为基督的身体所发出的呼召求主保守我们铭记主呼召下定决心在新的一年里跟从耶稣走在他的路上以服侍他人走到底奉耶稣的名祷